This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Friday. And then it's us again.
Hey, y'all.
I'm Teresa. Along with my husband, Scott. If this is your first time listening to us, this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. And we're excited that you did decide to join us. Mm-hmm. We've got a great topic to end this weekend with. Or, I'm sorry, start the weekend with. I didn't mean to upset anybody. I know people are looking forward to it being Friday. If you are aware, it is Friday. In some places, it's already Saturday.
That's right.
Anyway, we're going to stick with Friday. So, what are we going to talk about, honey?
Well, we're going to talk about discovering your true self, you know, and different steps to do so. Mm-hmm. You know, each of us has unique qualities and gifts to offer the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is kind of, we're going to talk about sort out your good qualities so you can respect yourself and begin to grow. Mm-hmm. And Colossians 3:12.
In the New Testament.
In the New Testament. And actually 3:12, I think, in 13. Maybe 14. I don't know. It depends on where I stop reading. But anyway, it says, since God gave you the holy people, since you are the holy people God loves. Or let's put it this way. Since you are the holy person that God loves.
I am the holy person that God loves.
That's right. You must clothe yourself with tenderhearted mercy, mm-hmm. kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Mm-hmm. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive another one who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. You know, when I look at that, it's really telling us to operate in mercy and kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, you know. And by doing so, then you start really realizing who you are and discovering your true self. You know, a lot of us go through this life, you know, not really knowing who am I? You know, do I have gifts? Do I have great qualities, you know, that may be beneficial for others? By having this mercy and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and Christ and God, you know, God can work with you in this area and show you your qualities, show you your gifts. But, you know, forgiving ourselves of past wrongs or things may have happened in our life, I truly believe, Teresa, is the beginning of discovering your true self.
Okay.
If you can hold on and harbor those things in your life, it's really hard to grow. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. I'm telling you right now, it's impossible to grow. You know, I harbored ill feelings towards my dad for years. Years. I never really grew. Yep. I definitely didn't grow spiritually.
No.
Yeah. But once I forgave him and realized that, you know, I do love my dad. You know, he's just a flawed human being like all of us.
Yep.
Then I started to grow.
Yep.
And then God could work with me, mm-hmm. you know, because I started discovering my true self by forgiveness, by forgiving others.
And you were really, you were really buried under all of that. We're all really mm-hmm. buried under all of that negative stuff. And our real true self wants to surface, but we'll keep pushing ourselves, that's part of us down there, you know. Can't grow by allowing ourselves to be buried under all this stuff that we don't want to deal with, don't know how to deal with, or think it's our way that we survive the hurts and the other people have inflicted on us, or that just life brings.
Right.
Once you can uncover yourself and you start to rise to the surface after letting all that go and forgiving people and operating in love and grace and mercy, choosing to see good instead of bad, choosing life over things that are not good. It's life-changing, mm-hmm. and you can discover your true self and the way God made you understand who you are in Him.
That's right. You know, learning to sort out the good qualities. I mean, on the foundation of God, you can then start building stronger and better personalities. You know, it's kind of like a, you know, kind of like a, I don't know, I mean, I'm not picking on anybody at all, but kind of like a guy.
Yeah, you are, or you wouldn't have said that.
No, but kind of like a guy that, you know, is wearing a jersey with another guy's name on the back.
Okay, you're picking on him.
Well, all I'm saying is, you know, I don't want to be nobody else. Okay, I want to be who God made me to be.
So you used to wear those.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it's not that it's bad. I mean, a lot of times guys do that just to honor the other guy because, you know, they're a great football player or whatever, basketball player. But I used to really, you know, dream, you know, have aspirations. Man, I wish I could be like him.
Yeah.
I wish I could be doing that.
And I think you just hit on it. It's what I was saying earlier. Yeah. And I think that's the number one thing that keeps us from being our true selves is being so focused on everybody else's and what they're like and what, you know, what we think needs to be different about them, or maybe even seeing why can't I have that gift?
Yeah.
Why can't I do what they're doing instead of going, well, what does God have for me?
Yeah.
I'm obviously not, and I've said this before, not supposed to be a tall basketball player or volleyball player because I'm 5'2". And if I ever looked at them and thought that, that's a waste of my time.
Yeah.
I just enjoy the gift that God's put in them. I have my own gifts.
Now, I want to apologize to my wife.
I'm being true to my...
She fibbed a little bit about her height.
I am 5'2".
Okay, honey.
All right, I'm 5'1" and 3/4". You know, let's just round it up. Just go on to the next, you know, 5'2". Honey, why does that really matter, that little quarter of an inch?
It does, because I love you, and one of the reasons why I thought you were attractive.
Because this is about true self.
Yeah, exactly. Being true to yourself. I mean, if you want to be 5'6".
I can when I wear certain shoes.
Yeah, go to the doctor. Let him stretch you out or whatever.
But buy the shoes.
But God made you at 5', probably 1.5". And so be honest with yourself.
5'3".
Okay, 5'3". And so be honest with that.
I'm happy with
that. Discover your true self.
I might be short and small, but I'm mighty.
I mean, I love you for who you are, you know? And so does God. He made you perfect.
Everybody listening, that was for you.
Yeah, he made you exactly the way he planned.
He doesn't look at you and see flawed. He looks at you and sees love.
That's right. I was listening to, I can't remember the gentleman's name. He used to be a marathon runner. And he and his wife had a child. And the second child was, she was pregnant again with the second child. And about 4 months into the surgery, they found out that the baby was going to have severe Down syndrome. Well, he begged his wife to have an abortion, and she refused because of her belief.
Mm-hmm.
So he just withdrew. He withdrew from the family. He said, man, people are going to see this imperfect child in our family and think bad of me. So it was all about me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are people going to think about me? You know, I didn't have a good chromosome, and, you know, maybe I'm weak, or, you know, it was horrible thoughts, you know, that he had been planting in his head. Well, the baby was born, and they named her Paisley. And about 2 months in after the birth, he was still withdrawing. He walked into her room, and she was up in her crib, you know, laying down, and he started tickling her stomach, and she started giggling. And he said, right then, at that point, God defined me, who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am Paisley's daddy.
Right.
And I am to love her with unconditional love. And she is perfect in his eyes. So in other words, she needs to be perfect in mine.
That's right.
And so, and now he runs these marathons with her.
Yeah.
He straps her on his back.
How old is she now?
When he first started running with her, I think she was 4 months, 5 months old, and so he would have her on his back, you know. And now, you know, she's in a wheelchair.
How old do you think she is?
I think she's probably 2 years old now.
Oh.
But they still do it. He's won several events, you know. And
you know, there's a saying that people always say, our life experiences are what make us know. Our life experiences reveal who we are.
That's right. So
he thought he was somebody else until he went through that. And it really revealed who he is.
Well, God just, you know, gave him the ability to discover himself. Mm-hmm. That's what we're asking you to do today. Who are you? Okay? You're a son. You are a daughter of the Son of the Living God. That's who you are. And he loves you. The man, what's his name, Nick, that is born with no legs and no arms. Mm-hmm. He says, man, don't feel sorry for me. I am totally and overwhelmingly blessed. If I wouldn't have been born this way, I couldn't have affected all these millions of people around the world. Mm-hmm. What a way to discover yourself. Because mm-hmm. what he does every day is when he prays, he says, thank you. What a novel idea to say thank you to God. So listen, if you want to, if you don't know, really and truly, if you're trying to discover yourself, then the first step is to give your life to Christ.
From a sincere heart.
That's right. That's what he wants. That's what he desires. That's why he died for us.
That's how you'll discover who you really are.
That's right. So if you want to discover yourself through him, or maybe you have in the past and you've walked away, because you really thought you didn't know who you were. Or maybe you're in church and you just realize, man, I really don't know who I am in Christ. I just don't know. But today's the day. So if you would say this prayer after us and know that you are saved and know who you are in Christ, because he loves you. Lord, please, we ask you to be with us today. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I want to know who I am starting today. I want to discover myself. Thank you for revealing it to me that I am your child and that you love me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you did pray that prayer of salvation, we would hope and pray that you would email us at info@livingitup.org. And today's Friday, so, man, plan on going to a church this weekend. Pray about that. And ask if they have a mentorship or discipleship program so someone can walk with you during this new and exciting walk with Jesus. And hopefully and prayerfully one day you'll be doing the same for someone else. Mm-hmm. So thank you again, and for everyone who's listening today.
Yeah, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry, and it is Friday.
Yeah, talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you on Monday. So until then, we want you to discover your true self, and while you're doing that, keep living it up.
While beginning again.